This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. I can't, but you can. That's my prayer each morning as I think about my responsibilities in the day ahead, hoping that I can remember to think before speaking and fight the urge to put myself before others. Sometimes it's enough to make me want to stay in bed. I like to remind myself of Gideon, whose story proves that God can accomplish great things through people who forget about their human weaknesses, trust in God's strength, and obey his guidance. God gave Gideon a job to do. "Me," he objected, "I'm the least qualified guy in the least influential family." "I will be with you," God assured. Doubt-filled Gideon said, "If you are truly going to help me, show me a sign to prove that it is really the Lord speaking to me." Over and over, Gideon asked for signs. Gideon said, "I can't," but God said, "I can." Gideon set out with an army of 32,000 to defeat an enemy nation who had been reducing his people to starvation. God said, "Get rid of those who are afraid," and 22,000 went home. "Still too many," God continued. "Take the men down to the spring and watch who drinks by cupping water in their hands." 300 men did just that. "I will rescue you with these 300 men," God said, and he even gave Gideon a sneak peek into how it would happen. Read the amazing story in the Bible book of Judges 7. Remember, you can't, but God can.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.